Here's something to keep in mind if you're buying charm bracelets, necklaces, or other pieces of jewelry for kids this holiday season. Some costume jewelry carries the danger of lead poisoning, and it's not easy to tell which pieces are safe and which might be risky. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains.
Lead in kids' jewelry became an issue 2 summers ago when the parents of a 4-year-old boy in Oregon rushed their very sick son to the hospital. Tests showed lead poison. The boy had swallowed a metal trinket he got from a gumball machine.
It was a disc shape, and it got caught in the lining of his stomach.
Mary Jean Brown runs the Lead Poisoning Prevention Branch at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Because of the stomach acid, it began to essentially melt in his stomach, and the lead was easily picked up into the bloodstream in that case.
The boy recovered. And this summer, federal regulators recalled 150 million pieces of toy jewelry sold in vending machines. Now there is concern about cheap costume jewelry, the kind that's sold in large retail stores. Richard Moss says a lot of it contains lead, and that it's a risk to all kids, even older ones. Moss is an environmental scientist at the University of North Carolina, Asheville. He's gotten money from groups that are suing stores that sell jewelry with lead. Those groups sent him bracelets, pins, earrings, toe rings, and other jewelry from well-known retail stores in California and the South. Then he tested it.
About 60% of the over 400 pieces we've purchased contain large amounts of lead, and about half of them actually show a strong lead exposure potential when we wipe the surface with a laboratory wipe. We assume a similar amount of lead will come off onto a child's hands if they handle the jewelry.
Moss says the danger is when those lead particles then go from someone's hands to her mouth. It might happen from something as simple as eating an apple or a sandwich. Still, Mary Jean Brown says it's probably the youngest kids who shouldn't get costume jewelry.
We're mostly concerned about children who are less than 6 years old for a number of reasons, not the least of which is there's more hand-to-mouth activity for kids in that age group, and they're more vulnerable to the developmental, intellectual things that can happen as a result of lead exposures.
But Richard Moss says anyone who wears jewelry with lead is at risk. He's written about it for an article that will appear in the March 2005 issue of the Bulletin of Environmental Contamination and Toxicology. Moss says it's hard to know which bracelets or rings are okay to buy.
In general, there's a higher risk from those pieces that seem to have a dull metallic finish that's made to look like a pewter. That very often is lead. But even some of the shiny pieces also contain lead and will expose a person to lead.
So Moss tells parents
to stay away from this cheap imitation or children's jewelry.
Stores and jewelry makers say that's an overreaction. Jim Marquardt is the president of the Manufacturing Jewelers and Suppliers of America. He says most American jewelry makers follow rules that bar the use of lead.
What I'm seeing so far is that the product that has been determined to be in violation predominantly is manufactured offshore.
Mainly in China. In California, an environmental group and the state's attorney general are suing 13 retail stores, places like Target, Walmart, and Nordstrom's. They're accused of not telling customers that some of the jewelry they sell contains high levels of lead. But Jeff Margulies says the stores can't tell which pieces have lead. He's the attorney for 8 of the stores being sued.
The vendors who sell them these products represent that the merchandise is safe for the use for which it's manufactured. They don't give the retailers a metal content listing. So it's difficult for us to know precisely which products could potentially pose a hazard.
Next week in California, the stores and the vendors they buy from will go to a mediation court. They'll meet with state officials and the environmental group that is suing them and try to work out a way to determine which pieces of jewelry are safe to sell and which are not. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.